All right, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. It was a double your paycheck day as we tried to double paychecks all morning because we're hiding that we have all this extra money from our boss.
Yeah, where is he hiding all the money,
by the way?
What is
his deal?
What is that all about? And people are hiding all sorts of things from their bosses, including the decisions that they are making via coin toss.
Yeah, it's just like you want to just leave it to fate.
Yeah, you have to. Speaking of fate, boy, it was written in the stars that Nikki, years and years ago, would meet a lovely guy by the name of Joel. They're now married, and we put their marriage to the test this morning.
Yeah, and this time it was you guys putting it to the test, not just ourselves.
What is his favorite brand? We'll never know. Joel is on the podcast today. All that and a whole lot more on the Morning Mix podcast. Encanto Live, that's us, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I don't know who it was. Who do we have? Like Bill Withers Live or something? I was like, what?
Bill Withers Live would be a
would
story.
Would be amazing, wouldn't it
yes.
be? Yeah, you are right. My bad, Bill. And to the Withers family, I apologize. But
it's a lovely day, though.
It is a lovely day.
Lovely day.
Lovely day. Oh, that is a good song.
Lovely day. Lovely day. There we go. Who's not in a good mood now? Come on, forget about it.
Whip and I are in a new barbershop quartet, by the way, performing this weekend at Peggy Canane's in Arlington Heights.
That would be cool.
Yeah. That was an on-air rehearsal you guys just heard. Thank you for enduring
time,
that.
Next time, let's take it. Let's take it again. You start, and I'll come in. Here, let's take it again. Hang on. Go ahead.
Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Yeah, there we go.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Thank you. All right.
Boy, Frontier Days, you better watch your ass.
Yeah, you better watch something.
Scott Stapp's going to open for us. We might be hiding the fact that Whip and I are in a barbershop quartet from our boss. Because we practice at work.
Go back to hiding.
Yeah. He doesn't know we practice in studio. Yeah. That's the problem. You can't be doing your extracurriculars during the show, but here we are, right?
Hey, it's working smarter, not harder.
That's
exactly
right. So we said, all right, text us at 60123. What are you hiding from your boss? And boy, did we get a bunch. And these range from the, like, oh my goodness, to the, that checks out. From a 773, I'm a teacher. I have a microwave in the closet of my classroom. And anytime the kids leave, I pull it out and use it to make popcorn and stuff.
Oh, wow.
That's a dangerous move, though. Because, like, if you burn it, everyone in the world knows that you've got a microwave in there. I like that one. 708, I keep a space heater under my desk. A lot of folks around here do that for winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you do have to hide that because I think it's against the rules.
It's against the rules. By the way, the ones in here, don't think we're going to have them. Anyway.
Right.
They're not plugged in.
Yeah, it's fine. From an 847, I hide my Sudoku puzzles.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yep.
That's fine, yeah. A 630, I'm hiding the fact that I'm currently looking for a better job.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Ouch.
Sure.
This one's a classic from a 630. I've got a stash of candy in my desk drawer at work. But all the other employees know about it, except for our boss. So everybody pops into the candy shop there, except for the boss. In 815, no one knows that my daughter and I work in the same office. They don't know their mother and daughter.
Wow.
I'm assuming it's a different last name scenario.
Right.
Or if it's Smith, it's just like, weird.
Why hide it, though? I wonder.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. From a 630, I'm hiding my side hustle. I'm a teacher. And I sell feet pics online. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
There's a big market for those.
A big market for that. Another 847 hiding the fact that they've accepted a new job. Ooh. From a 219, been there, done that. I'm hiding the fact that when I work from home, I just play video games the whole time. Can't blame them.
Good for you.
You just keep that mouse right next to you, and every once in a while you poke it. You're like, oh, yeah, we're good. From an 847, I am hiding from my boss. Okay. A little worried about that. From a 630, my coworker and I steal all the Oreos from the break room, and we keep them in our office away from everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, don't know what happened. They're all gone. So weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
That box is...
Totally get that. I'm hiding the fact that I could do a lot more work in my 8-hour shift, but why should I do more work when other people are doing less work and we're paid the same amount? I'm just pacing myself.
Yeah, okay.
A 708, oh my God, this person probably took Nikki's beer about a month ago. I got a coworker, and I've watched them steal other people's leftovers from their refrigerator countless times.
Right.
Look at this.
That is disturbing.
Isn't that wild? And finally, from a 224, I'm hiding from my boss that I've been sleeping with his ex-wife for a full year.
Hey now.
Wow.
What?
There we go. Something coming this fall to ABC.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
You never know what can go on when you're at work.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, people are always getting mad at Gwyneth Paltrow for her controversial products, and she has another one. she let it get outrageous. Yeah. Like, yeah. First she put it out like a real product. Oh, yeah. And everybody was freaking out because she does put out so many controversial things. By the end of it, you find out it is a publicity stunt that was meant to enrage you and then hopefully draw attention to high cost of diapers and being taxed as a luxury.
There were a lot of emotions in those 20 seconds.
Yep. There were. From
Glenn. I got so mad. Yeah. Then I'm like, oh, man.
Right.
It was kind of, it's almost as if she had an evil plan all along. Like, because she's launched so many things that you were like, oh, this will be fake, right? It's not. And then when this came out, my wife was texting me about it yesterday. Like, can you believe this crap? Like, what the hell? Like, we've gone too far. And then thankfully, they take the turn and they're like, hey, by the way. So I'm glad that it was a fake thing because I was like, this is absurd.
I know.
Like,
and next time she puts out something crazy, I'll be like a candle that smells like, you know, her business, we're going to think it's fake, and, well, it's not.
Like,
it's not.
The fact that you worked the word crap into the diaper conversation, nice job.
Thank you so much.
In at number two.
Nailed it. Number two.
Yep.
I'm loving it.
Oh, again.
Yeah, we'll wipe the slate clean on that one.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
As the release nears for Blondie, that's the Marilyn Monroe biopic starring Ana de Armas. Director Andrew Dominik says that he's promising that this film will have something that is going to offend everyone. So Dominik made the remarks in a new interview for Vulture, where he reflected on how the movie still fits in with the larger hashtag MeToo discussion, even though it comes half a decade later. And what's interesting is Blondie also secured the first ever NC-17 rating in Netflix history.
Wow.
So that's going to be on Netflix, and unclear exactly what's going to be in there, but I guess it's promising to be somewhat controversial. It is about Marilyn Monroe, so we know all of that. In at number one, we had some mixed reviews here, but fans are eager to return to the world of Avatar. The first trailer was out. It was a long-awaited sequel. Avatar, The Way of Water debuted on Monday after it premiered at CineCon last month and was exclusively in theaters with Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, right?
Yeah,
I saw that.
I tried to find it online because both my kid and son went pee during that.
Both your kid and son.
They both were like, kid and son. Sorry.
Yeah. Your kid and son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got to take care of both these idiots.
Anyway.
So is your husband the son or the kid?
You know what? We'll just leave that. But yeah, you cannot find the trailer
it is out, and now according to Hollywood Reporter, Disney and 20th Century Studio reported that the teaser racked up 148 million views worldwide in the first 24 hours.
Whoa, those are Justin Bieber numbers.
A lot of attention on this, and we don't know if it's going to be as exciting as the first one, but we're waiting to see.
It kind of looked, I saw the trailer before Doctor Strange, it looks like Avatar plus Waterworld.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, but okay. I mean,
I'm going to
see
it.
That's the whole
point.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to see it.
Right?
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
I know that Nikki, and it's been kind of a running theme here. Every once in a while, you're like, all right, this weekend's going to be a real test of the marriage. And we're like, what does that even mean? Damn it, Joel. Joel, of course, famously known as Nikki's husband.
Yes.
Is Joel, right?
Yeah.
And so Swanee handed this to me this morning. It's 15 significant things to know about your partner, according to experts.
Okay.
And this expert is a therapist out of Oregon. So he knows what he knows.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is somebody, he knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
Uh-huh.
So I thought what I would do is I'll select a couple of these questions. And to put Nikki in the hot seat, we'll ask Nikki these questions. And an hour from now, we'll call Joel, we'll ask him the same questions, and we'll see if their answers align.
So it's like the oldlywed game.
It's
basically what it is.
Now, you and Joel have been together for coming up on 20?
Coming up on 20, yeah.
That's amazing. Congratulations to you guys. Yes. That's phenomenal.
Every day's a test.
Both of you still alive.
Yeah,
it's really, that's really the most famous and amazing thing about it.
And
right?
Joel isn't listening, right? Because he can't hear
you. Yeah, we don't want him to know. That's
he was out very late last night,
okay.
So that's not a problem.
So that was the first test.
That was the first test. First test of the marriage was last night. Yeah.
There may be other Joels. You are welcome to listen.
Oh, right.
If you are Nikki's Joel, you turn us off right now.
Yes.
No, you flip over to My Favorite Murder Podcast and leave us alone.
He's on his eighth cup of coffee. Right
now. Okay, great. Yeah. That's fine. All right. So, Nikki, here are the questions I'm going to ask you. And so I'm asking you these about Joel, and we'll need your answers. So I'll record your answers here.
Yeah, I'll keep track
you. Keep track too? Okay, great. So he's going to write down the answers so that we'll be able to. There's three questions, but the first question is a three-parter. All right, okay. Here we go. And I'm going to start easy. I'm not going to get too in-depth because there's some in here that I'm like, I don't know that we want to get that deep into your guys' relationship, yeah. You know? Nor do I want to know what you guys do when the lights turn off. That's your business.
I support all of your decisions.
You guys can keep that in your boudoir, and we'll do this here.
Good.
All right, question one, over the top. They're very simple here. What is Joel's favorite TV show, movie, and general brand? God. Okay, so let's start with Joel's favorite TV show. A lot of thinking happening
Oh my gosh, hold on. Let me go. What was TV show, movie, and brand?
Yes.
Movie, I'm going to go Star Wars.
Okay, just general Star, and we'll be fine.
Actually, Empire Strikes Back, if I had to be specific. Yeah. But,
okay, we'll write that. But write that, Star Wars.
Exactly. Right. If he says, hey, Return of the Jedi, you win. That's fine. Okay, great. So that's movie. Now TV show.
Oh my gosh, I really have to think about this
one. Look at this.
And like brand can be anything.
It can be anything. What is it? Vineyard Vines. Great.
Right. Okay.
A wine company.
Yeah, that's fine.
These are actually really hard.
Menage a trois.
Okay, hold on. TV show, TV. I just have to pick one that I... What does he really, really like?
Maury.
No.
Judge
Who
Judy?
Doesn't?
Okay, it would have to... Oh, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
And then brand... Oh, man. Again, these are so
hard. I really
hard.
Love how much thought you're putting into this. I can see why you guys have been happily married for 20 years.
Yeah.
You're so thoughtful. You're filled with thought.
I don't know. I'm going to go with...
Patagonia.
No. Yeah.
Campbell's.
Nike.
Kraft.
Apple.
All of them are wrong.
Tom Brady.
So I'm just going to... that's better. Oh, Michigan State.
Any Michigan State anything.
Okay. Yes. That's
great.
That's kind of a brand, right?
It's a brand. It's brand enough.
I think so.
All right, anything Michigan State. Okay, here's your next question. Who is Joel's best friend and why?
I would say it's longtime friend, and I think he would still call him a best friend, would be Avon.
Avon. Okay. Yeah, what
like
a cool name.
Skincare?
Yeah, right. Grew up with him, was kind of a big brother to him, that whole thing.
All right, so that's the why. Okay, great. And finally... What is the best way to support Joel when Joel is stressed or upset?
Oh, I thought we weren't going in the bedroom.
Best way is when he's stressed or upset.
Yeah.
I make him a martini or Manhattan.
I was going to say, we'll accept, make me a drink, anything close to that. Okay, so those are the three questions. We found out what Joel's favorite TV show, movie, or brand is. We found out, I just realized. It's not brand, it's band.
Oh, my God. No wonder that's so hard.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a real specific question. Who would have their band? All right, throw a band at us so we have
it. Okay, band. I'm going to go with Eagles.
Okay, go with the Eagles. Okay, Eagles. Sorry, not my fault. Swine's going to kick me. Okay, Eagles.
Got it.
Now, we'll find out at the kicker if he knows his favorite brand.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, boy.
Yeah, bonus question.
That's hilarious. Then we found out who his best friend Avon was and why, and we know the best way to support him is to mix up a cocktail. Okay, so an hour from now, at about 8:10, we will talk to Joel, Nikki's husband Joel. Those were questions that Nikki answered about her husband Joel.
Yeah.
At about 8:10, we'll chat with him, and we'll find out if he knows those answers. If he knows the answers and he gets it right, we'll send Joel to Cafe Babariba. No, I'm kidding.
With his best friend, Avon.
Him and Avon will get to go.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
People leave big decisions up to coin flips, including a couple that couldn't decide what last name to go with. And at the altar, they flipped a coin and they went with Hanson.
Cool.
Mm-bop.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they did it. We got some text here from 219. I flipped a coin on which girl to marry. 27 years later, still married to the same one.
Wow.
Holy cow.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No, that's not.
I don't like
that's
that.
That's not a, no, you should have known, but I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah.
Me and a coworker, beginning of the shift, we would always flip a quarter, and whoever won got $100.
What?
Holy cow.
Can we work together?
Yeah.
No one really loses, because you just work together to the next time, and it's your shot.
Huh.
We had to make a big decision. My partner and I couldn't decide which religion to raise our children. I was one and he was the other, and we flipped a coin. And then another 219, my husband and I flipped a coin to decide our son's name.
Wow.
There you have it. We got a bunch of those. And then that brings us over to Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Good.
Now, you used rock, paper, scissors to make what kind of decision?
For our house. We were in closing on our house. And the previous owners did not leave their outdoor furniture like they were supposed to.
And so what was the rock, paper, scissors for?
I was going to walk away, and my wife wanted to go through with it.
Oh wow, that's
really?
A big one.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Who won, and where do you live?
We live in Lincoln Park.
Oh, okay, great.
And I won, and I said, let's walk. And my wife looked at me like, you're crazy. and, you know, we ended up living in the house. So
okay.
So
you won and then you lost.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, cool. So it all worked out for
now
Scott.
I get the mortgage too.
So. Yeah, right.
That sounds like a rigged game right there.
And we sit on the ground on the patio. It's perfect. Yeah. It all worked out for Scott. Yeah, I won. And then I said, let's walk.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we had just made the, no? Oh, we'll sign it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Now we're fine.
Okay.
I don't care.
I can see that play out.
100%.
Yes, for sure.
And Terry, hi, good morning, Terry. You left what decision to a coin flip?
I decided where I wanted to go to college. I was between two schools, and I said, hey, let's flip it. And it ended up working out pretty well, I'd say.
What were the two schools, and which one did you end up going to?
So I live in Northwest Indiana, so it was between Valparaiso University and Purdue.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I mean, both wonderful institutes of education. You went to Purdue?
A lot of my friends did, but
oh, okay.
I landed on Valpo.
Hey,
Valpo! That ended up being great.
Yeah. My cousin Roger played football at Valpo, so.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
You and I
know each other better than we thought, Terry.
Probably, yeah. I went there for nursing, and I'm going back this fall for my doctorate at the same school.
Now, Terry, correct me if I'm wrong, but today is National Nurses Day, isn't it?
I think it's Nurses Week, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, you're going to Baba Riba. You're a nurse, and you went to college, and we got to celebrate you.
Yeah, absolutely. It all worked out for the best for all of us. $100 gift certificate to Cafe Baba Riba. Let us entertain you, restaurant. It's Chicago's original tapas bar serving authentic Spanish cuisine and sangria.
Congrats, Terry.
Well, thank you, guys. I love your show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We love you, too.
Yes.
In a very professional way.
Said no one ever.
We have one more here, though, that I wanted to chat with. Hi, Margaret. Good morning.
Morning.
You left a big decision to a coin flip.
Yeah, I had two job offers. Both of them were temp at the time. And one of them was at a bank, and the other one was at a retail corporate position. And I basically flipped a coin and said, all right, we're going with the retail.
There you go. Yeah. Wow. And has it worked out for you long term?
Well, it introduced me to my manager at that place, took me under his wing, became my mentor, and taught me a career skill that I'm still doing to this day.
Wow. Well, now, what's your job now?
I'm a customs broker.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That sounds intense. It sounds above my brain grade.
Yeah, right.
Basically, I assign numbers to items so they can get into the country legally. Let's put it that way.
Great.
Again,
now, if I want
above our brain grade.
Right.
So, Margaret, if I wanted to get something into the country illegally, you could probably help me out, right?
Yeah. Every time I bring this up, everyone asks this question. No,
I can't.
Okay.
Stop. I won't do that. But here's my card. But I'm not interested.
Yes.
I can't do that. There's a minimum rate. I'm not doing it. $10,000.
I can't
do it. But I need some of that Rice Krispie Treat cereal, and it's only available outside the country. No.
Oh, my God.
Well, Margaret out there is committing low crime regularly.
No, she's not.
Who said it? I didn't say it.
You invented that whole scenario.
Did I just say it? Who said it?
She hung up. She's like, I'm out of here. Right. They're tracking me.
What are you saying? These pants aren't illegal. What are you talking about?
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
So earlier this morning, about an hour ago, we asked Nikki some specific questions about her husband, Joel, and she offered answers very similar to the newlywed game, right?
Yeah.
There were 15 significant questions that people should know about their partner. So we asked them of Nikki about Joel. And now, please welcome to the show, the one, the only, Joel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Whoa. How you feeling, buddy?
Feeling so good.
Feeling so good. Yeah, you weren't out late at all last night.
Yeah, only one of us wakes up at 4:15 every morning.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. I heard that the night sort of ended with a text that Nikki sent you that said, you might as well just sleep on the couch. Please don't come in here. You were that late.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
We did good last night.
Okay, good. We did good, boys. We did good.
You know what? I actually know, and I followed directions. I slept in the other room. The creaky floors didn't wake her up last night. All's well ends well.
All's well that ends well.
Good.
Okay.
By other room, he means car. So it's fine. Okay, so Joel, earlier this morning, we asked Nikki some questions about you, and we want to see if she got her answers right. So we'll ask you the questions, and then you answer them as honestly as possible. Now, I know you're a little bit of the booze flu this morning, which is fine. So I don't want to throw you off too much, but we'll see how we do.
We'll work through. Yeah,
okay, we're going to work through it together.
If we get one of these, I'll be shocked.
We'll be shocked. We'll be blown away.
No.
Another 20 years. If you get one right, we're guaranteed another 20 years of love and life. Okay, Joel, so these are some favorites right off the top. What is your favorite TV show?
All time.
Of all time, ever.
Oh, man, it really is a tough morning. favorite TV show all time, Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Nope. Oh.
And Nikki's answer was?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, or World
War One. You're right. You're right.
There's my husband.
Wait, yeah. Do I have that? No, I'm awake now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joel. We're what's good. Your favorite TV show?
I'm fine.
Hey, Joel, by the way, sorry, what's your favorite TV show?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, there we are, and we're back.
Sounds better.
And we're back.
We're back.
Boy, I am really a real peek behind the curtain here. Loving this. Now, Joel, what is your favorite? What's your favorite?
I got that, by the way.
Movie of all time.
Oh, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh!
I hit the wrong button. Yeah. It's a winner. That's a win. She said Star Wars, and then she was like, more specifically, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job. You know me.
Yeah. Finally.
I love you, Nikki. I love you.
Oh. I love
you're
you, too.
You're supposed to say, I know.
Right?
Wow, no,
I even knew what he was doing
I'm already on the second and third question. I'm moving. Yeah.
I'm just trying to be part of it.
You are.
Okay, you are. All right, and one more favorite for you. What is your favorite band, Joel?
Favorite band?
Of all time.
I mean, I can give you my favorite artist. Daft Punk?
No. Daft Punk?
Whoa.
Boy, we went a full other direction. Yeah. Nikki said Eagles. He disagrees.
Right.
You know what? And this is more of an Eagles morning.
Yeah, I guess so. He's going to be getting a room at the Hotel California.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Nailed it. All right, so we're going to call us about 1-3 thus far, right? Yeah. We got the movie was Empire Strikes Back. Moving
we
on.
We got our one.
You're doing fine. Yeah, you're on your way. Here's the next question for you, Joel.
Wait, there's more? I thought you said there were three.
Well, no, question one was a three-parter. Yeah, get a glass of water, or maybe just a glass of vodka.
Lay down. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Grab yourself a Bloody Mary. All right, Joel.
Let's go. Number four.
Who is your best friend? Who is your best friend and why, Joel?
My best friend?
And why?
Is it my best man, Avon, that I grew up with?
That is correct. Joel. And then Violetta made a great Avon calling joke. Yeah. It was great.
Yes.
Sure, his poor boy. Oh, my God.
So you and Avon grew up together. You've known each other forever.
Yeah.
Okay, great. There we go. Nailed it. That's great. And then I made a mistake earlier. It was favorite band, but I said what's favorite brand. I got very confused. What's your favorite brand?
My favorite brand. Samsung.
Oh, whoa. We were way off.
He's doing that just because he's a green texter.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Nikki said in general it would be Michigan State. Michigan State.
You're not a brand guy. You're not really a brand guy.
I mean, you didn't say team.
Right. No, I know.
Fair.
I couldn't think of something.
Team brands.
Yeah. All right. Now, that was a bonus question. Here's the actual last question, Joel. The actual last question. And Nikki had a quick answer for this one, so I feel confident about it. Uh-oh. What is the best way to support you, Joel, when you are stressed or upset?
Oh, put your arm around me.
Oh,
my goodness. That's so
we said we
really
were staying
sweet.
Out of the bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have another answer if it's not romantic?
If it's not romantic,
maybe
a few of them would lead to romance.
A real answer.
What's my real answer? What's the best way to support me when I'm stressed out?
Yeah.
Buy me a drink?
Okay. Nailed it. She said mix you up a martini.
Or Manhattan.
Yeah.
There you see. Now he's like, sorry. He's so hungover that alcohol's not on the brain.
15, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, man.
Man. Okay, so I'm going to say right there we got, at least two or three there.
So sort of, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, I've seen worse. I've seen better.
Hey.
You know? That's what we've all been there.
That describes my marriage. There we go. Seen worse, seen better. We're all good. Right, Joel?
Hey, he liked that.
So, Joel, what's going to be your move? What's going to be your move to get over the hangover?
Alka-Seltzer is always a winner.
Okay.
And I think we share this in common, Chris: the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
You know we do. Yeah, I had a Jim and Dean on the way in this morning.
That's always
Oh, man. Well, it's really nice to talk to you finally. We have a running gag around here about, damn it, Joel!
Yeah.
So today
it's a hashtag I hear. Yeah. Fantastic. Thanks.
I want your kid to walk in and be like, hashtag damn it, Joel. Like, what?
Right. Damn it, Dad.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Well, hey, man, thanks so much for talking with us this morning, and I hope the booze flu fades real quick for you.
Have a great morning, guys.
Feel better.
Bye. Nice. Bye. Love you.
Bye now.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We've got your Mix Top 6. Now, you can get a Top 10 anywhere. You can get a Top 5 in a lot of places, but those words don't rhyme with mix, and 6 sure does. But I'm going to leave it up to you guys in the room here. So there are two topics we could take on today. Weddings or babies? Nikki, weddings or babies?
Oh, man. I'm going babies.
Babies. Whip.
I'll have to go weddings just to make Violetta have to be the time.
All right.
The time-breaking
vote. Tyron.
Breaking vote.
Okay, I'm going to go babies.
Babies. Okay, great. These 1920s babies' names are making a comeback.
Oh, this is how it goes.
I want to go weddings.
The nice thing about...
the most cyclical thing in the world.
It is very funny because the babies thing is about 1920s and the wedding thing is about Gen Z. So we've gone polar opposites.
All right.
Yeah. All right, but here's the nice thing about this top 10 that Violetta chose is baby names is that we're going to get the girl names and the boy names.
Okay, and it's a top 6.
It's a top 6. You're going to get both. What did I say? Top 10?
You said top 10.
I'm so hammered drunk.
We don't do that here.
Sorry. I'm so drunk. All right. So here's the deal. These are the 1920s era baby names that are making a comeback. We'll start with boys' names. In at number 6, Edward.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Twilight.
Yeah, totally.
There you go. We are looking at your mixed top 6 1920s babies' names making a comeback. Number 5, Freddie. Like Mercury.
Okay.
All right. Freddie's kind of fun.
Like Mercury. Yeah.
Freddie as a baby is like a good name, I feel
say,
like.
I went right to Mac.
I went Freddy to Krueger.
Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac. Yeah, like loans.
Freddie Krueger.
You got loans. I've got Queen. You have, what'd you say?
Freddie Krueger.
Yeah, horror movies.
Well, it is Friday the 13th tomorrow.
That's right. It's coming out.
Whip, who's your
There's got to be a famous baseball Freddie, right?
Well, Freddie Freeman, very famous.
But
I was going to say, though, I know a couple of kid Freddies.
Really?
So this already is coming true. I know a couple of them, yeah.
And at number 4 on the 20s baby's names making a comeback, Albert.
Yeah.
Violetta just spit.
Albert?
Could you imagine, like, this is our 10 pounds, 4 ounces?
Yeah.
Albert.
Albert.
It's cute. Yeah. Called Baby Al. That's kind of cute,
that's
right?
True. Or Baby Bert.
Yep.
That sounds funnier. I don't know why.
In at number 3, 20s names that are making a comeback, Robert.
Okay.
What up, Bob?
Yep.
And does Robert also go by Larry sometimes?
No.
Not if his name's Robert.
I've not heard that.
Lawrence would.
I know a Larry, and he's like, my name's Robert. I'm like, what?
Well, maybe he's playing coy.
He's crazy.
I knew a Robert who went by Trevor once, but he was just a weirdo.
I knew a Brian who went by Whip.
Nah, he's definitely a weirdo.
Oh, my God.
In at number 2 now of your top 20s babies' boy names that are making a comeback, Arthur.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, he was an aardvark, and he just got...
Christopher Cross.
Yes, yeah, also.
Come on.
That's Christopher Cross's dog's name.
Arthur.
Named after one of his big hit songs from a movie from a very long time
ago.
Sailing!
It's all the coming movie back. With Dudley Moore?
That's right, Arthur. Like that. Played a drunk.
Yeah. They remade it with
Russell
Brand.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. In at number 1, the 20s boys' baby names making a comeback, Ronald.
McDonald?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Reagan?
McDonald?
Acuna Jr. He's a baseball guy. We got one for all of them.
All right, let's pop over to girls' names. Your mixed top 6 20s era girls' names making a comeback, Irene.
Wow, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I almost said, come on, Irene, but that's Eileen.
It is Eileen.
Is Eileen in there, too?
Eileen is not in there, but boy, when my ankle is sore, I do it. All right, in at number 5, your 20s baby's name is making a comeback, Gladys.
Wow.
Little baby Gladys.
Point out, this is actually a 12 list. Because
it is.
It's feeling.
You can blame me all you want. Violetta chose it.
That is not fair.
The wedding list was great.
Next time,
if it were
I
up
know.
To me being the person looking at it, I would have chosen the wedding list. But that's fine, V. We got what you get.
Right. Next time, I will ask for more details. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I don't mean to turn it back too serious, but I really want to deep dive into the Gladys thing here for a second.
Yeah, no word on whether or not there are or are not pips.
No, right. I mean, we know Gladys Knight. That's fine. But I will say, isn't Gladys like so associated with an older generation that it's almost like before there was Karen, there was Gladys. Like,
100%.
Like, all right, Gladys. Take
well,
it
we've
easy.
Gone in such a big circle because we went from like, you know, Gladys, Irene, all this to like Coco and Apple and Punch Bowl.
Right.
And then we were like, all right, let's take it all the way back to Arthur. Like, let's bring it back. Let's get back to level here. We got to calm down a little bit. And then that brings us to number 4 on the 20s girls' names, 1920s girls' names, making a comeback, Dorothy.
Oh, Dorothy's my grandma's name.
Oh, that's cute.
You can be Dottie.
Yeah, Dottie.
Dot.
Dot.
Yep.
Toto. What? Tin Man?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. In at number three, 1920s baby's name's making a comeback, Margaret.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which,
all
of right. course, we know a lot of Margarets go by Larry. So
that's true. That's true.
I got nothing.
We just had a Margaret.
I can't even add to it.
We just talked to a Margaret a little while ago.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we did. Who had a coin flip for her life. In at number two, 1920s era baby names making a comeback for girls, Mary.
Oh, Mary. Yeah.
I grew up with a Mary.
I also feel like that one never totally went away.
Yeah.
I feel like I know them of different ages.
I know Marys who always have a second name. Mary Beth, my friend from grade school, Mary Beth. And then my aunt, Mary Lynn.
Yeah.
So I don't know a lot of solo Marys aside from Mary who works here in our office.
That's true. That's a soul. That's just Mary, period. But
sure
she's got a middle name in there somewhere.
Her last name is period.
Right. Very weird.
And in at number one, top six girls' names from the 1920s making a comeback. You know it from Mad Men. Joan.
Oh, Joan.
Ooh, that's a
See, she
name.
Already sound, like, sounds saucy.
I know. She's got to be a redhead.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the Joan that I know, but I feel like very professional.
Yes,
very,
100%.
Like, no nonsense, all business. You kind of, you want Joan to run your company.
That's my impression of Joan as well.
I have no more wire hangers, Joan Crawford. I'm messing around.
Watch out. Leave it as Joan alone. I don't
Indiana
know.
Jones.
And there you go. We're back, baby, on the Morning Mix.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, Riot Fest is coming back to Chicago September 16th through the 18th. The lineup has been announced.
Yes.
Yep. So we have My Chemical Romance, Nine Inch Nails.
Ice Cube!
And Ice Cube. It's all happening at Douglas Park along with so many more like Portugal the Man, Bleachers, Bad Religion, Jimmy Eat World, The Lucky Boys Confusion, and everybody's favorite, Sunny Day Real Estate.
Yeah, Lucky Boy Confusion's great.
Yeah.
That's local, I didn't know if you knew them or not.
Sunday Day is so good. I mean, honestly, Ice Cube, Nine Inch Nails, Sleater-Kinney, Action Bronson, stop it.
I might put Riot Fest up against Lala for this year for the lineups.
This would be my take on it.
Let's
my
hear it.
Simple take. It is what Lollapalooza used to be.
Yes.
Very,
you
very
are right.
true.
That's pretty much what Lollapalooza was. Now, Lollapalooza kind of went Hollywood, and Riot Fest is kind of taking that old mantle and doing it now.
Yeah. Okay. Fair point.
In my opinion.
People are very excited, so I think you're right. In at number two, Selena Gomez trending after launching a kitchenware collection. It's all inspired by her heritage. And the signature pans included are Always Pan, the perfect pot, some knife sets, glasses, main plates, and then they all come in like a royal blue or a magenta color. The 29-year-old singer put her cooking skills on display for several seasons on the HBO Max cooking show Selena and Chef, which all started during the very early days of the pandemic. All of this, all ahead of her big hosting debut on SNL this weekend.
I'm interested to see the knives. Did you guys watch that show? She had like the rainbow colored knives. They like changed colors, and I've never seen them.
It's like a metallic.
Yeah,
they have them at Walmart. Probably cheaper and probably not this brand.
Do you think those were hers?
No. I have seen them at Walmart. I love them. They're like $3.99, and they come in a three-pack.
We should see if we can connect Selena's people with Swanee, because he's looking for the perfect pot, and I'm wondering if there's a way for her to make that connection for him.
Completely.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
My fault.
Finally, in at number one, we are 1 week away from the return of the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell.
Oh, my gosh. Downtown is hot.
It is not trending anywhere, but it is big news for us. Because Nikki is obsessed with it. Chris, Whip, and I are excited to try it. Whip, you haven't had it before, have you?
Oh, my God. I had it a lot when I was younger. Yeah, I just kind of forgot
have?
About it. Oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, because I've never had it.
Yeah, I've had it.
It's, oh, you're the only one, then.
Yeah, oh, you've had it?
Oh, a lot. Oh, yeah, when it was on the menu in the past.
Oh, I thought
sometimes
you said you didn't.
They cut it, sometimes they don't. It's always a mystery, but it's delicious no matter what.
It's really good.
Oh, is it crispy, right?
Yes.
Crunchy?
Yeah.
That's what's so hard to replicate when you try to make it at home.
Right.
You cannot get that right.
The crisp.
Well, I cannot wait. It is all happening on May 19th. I know we are all just beyond ourselves.
Should we all go over to a taco? There's one right down the street. We should go over there after the show on the 19th, and we'll all celebrate together.
What time do they open? They have breakfast.
They'll open for us.
They'll be open. Yeah, they have breakfast. We talk about it all the time.
I will say this, though, and I mean it sincerely. If we walk over there and there's a line, I'm out.
Oh, there probably will be.
I'm not going to wait in line.
You know what? Shh. Don't tell anybody about the thing anymore, because maybe they'll forget and we'll be all
right,
by
that's
ourselves.
Right.
There.
Be us.
Yes.
And that'll be great.
That was your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on The Morning Mix.